She pulled over her new trunk, one that her late biological father had left her, and peered inside it to see a deep abyss with a kind of wheel lever on the interior side. She reached over to pull it, and a horizontal shelf rose up from the dark pit inside. She turned the wheel more, and the shelf flipped over to the other side.
Awesome!
That's interesting. She turned to see her father standing in the doorway. It'd be useful for storing your textbooks.
I could fit textbooks in my regular trunk, she said, tinkering with the lever.
Do you really think you're going to have the time to read comics at Hogwarts? He asked. Lizzie gave him what she hoped was a very intense glare.
I want some to enjoy there. Are you trying to make it as miserable as possible?
Her father sighed. I want you to learn something there.
And to not embarrass you by being with the dumb kids, right?
She said with icy anger. Elizabeth, that's not what I mean, he said.
Is too, she muttered resentfully.
I know you're upset about leaving, he said, coming to sit down on her bed.
Of course I am. I don't want to go to some fancy British school, and what if I can't keep up with the other kids and they kick me out and send me back here?
Her voice shook, betraying what she had been most afraid of since the will reading.
What then? Are you just going to tell people you have a stupid, messed up kid? Or are you going to send me back with a little note saying I'm too much for you to handle?
Her father held her close as she started crying. Despite her anger, she didn't turn away from comfort.
You know we'd never do that. You're our daughter no matter what.
He rubbed her back in a circular motion.
Is that why you've been so upset?
Kind of, she admitted. I don't want to be embarrassing to you. And sometimes it kind of feels like I am.